third and final segment for these bagpipe brothers. One of them's blowing, one of them's going. I know I won the last segment. What am I winning this time?
Whole lot of nothing.
A whole lot. That's what I won last time.
You know, it's like whose line is it anyway? We're just playing for the points. The points don't mean anything.
We need to put a wager on this stuff.
Well, I can't feed Giddens. That's already off the table.
No, we're not talking about food. If we did that, it'd be a whole year's salary to feed him one day.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
All right. Where are we going, Bam?
So with Halloween on the horizon, we talked about movies last week. I think we should talk about Halloween costumes this week.
Okay.
I did some research, and I looked up the most popular, most common Halloween costumes for adults, children, and as well as pets.
Now I will tell you this, for a long time, whoever was president, that was one of the hottest Halloween costumes there was, especially for adults.
Well, according to CT Insider, the top most common Halloween costumes in 2025 for adults, number one, witch, two, vampire, three, pirate, four, cat, and five, Batman.
Those are pretty bland, except for, I guess, maybe Batman.
If y'all had to go as a Halloween costume this year, who would you go as?
Probably Roseanne Barr.
That would fit you perfectly. Get you a big old chaw in your jaw, spit while you're singing, grab yourself in the crotch. Come on. That's the way it is. I tell you what I would do. I did this one time before and about got shot. Get that green army jumpsuit, put it on, get the Michael Myers mask, and walk around with a big butcher knife with some red food coloring on it.
I think this year I'm going as a duck.
You'll grab some attention.
I'm going as a duck this year.
Yeah, stand flat-footed and don't give... Well, go ahead.
Or are you going to finish that sentence?
Nope, I will not. Yeah. Daffy, we're going to start calling you Daffy. Yeah,
Daffy
then.
Donald.
Daffy Duck.
Daffy Donald.
So if you're Donald Duck, who's Huey, Dewey, and Louie?
He's got one of those.
We got Huey Freeze.
All right, got Louie Law.
Yeah.
All right, so who would you go as, Bauman?
Probably Scream. Scare some kids.
If I really wanted to scare some people, I would go as Taylor Swift.
That would be pretty scary. You'd at least scare.
Yeah, you in a dress is scary.
Yeah, that would be extremely scary. David in a dress and a blonde wig.
If I went as Taylor Swift, she don't wear a dress.
Who'd be your Travis Kelce?
Oh, God. Then, no. I would not.
He changed
that.
His mind.
Dress don't fit on Taylor Swift. She wears more of those tight things. And
yeah, that might be even worse.
Yeah, that'd be even worse, David.
Hey, show off my package, baby.
Oh, God. Let's move on from the adult costumes. Talk about some children. Children costumes.
Speaking of package, I heard it was EJ Manuel on one of the college football sports talk shows yesterday, and he said something about back in college when he was a freshman, he was a package guy. He kept referring himself as a package guy over and over, and they had packages for him. And then after about a minute straight of saying something about, he goes, wait a second. It's pretty crazy what I've been saying this whole time.
Yeah.
Referring to myself as the package guy, and they had packages for me.
The package. All right.
So the top five children costumes for this year.
I can tell you what one of them is. A bumblebee.
No.
Paw Patrol.
Okay.
Number one, Spider-Man. Two, princess. Three, witch. Four, ghost. And five, superhero.
Spider-Man is a superhero.
There's not even a pumpkin in any of them.
And y'all, you have a newborn son, and David, you have a granddaughter. What are they going as for Halloween?
I'll be honest with you, I really don't know. And one of the reasons I hadn't put a lot of emphasis on it is because I know we've got a football game that night.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to get to spend any, and you do too.
No,
I don't.
No, you're not. No. Your team plays on Thursday night.
So I'm going as a duck. Wife's going as a duck. Shepherd's going as a goose.
Duck, duck, goose.
Yeah.
And you're going to eat all his candy.
Yeah.
Wow.
He can't eat candy.
But you can.
Yeah.
Every 2 seconds.
It'll be the first moment of him looking at his son and asking,
are you going to eat that?
Yeah. He's looking at,
mommy, daddy took all my food again.
Sounds just like him.
Here's where the pumpkin comes in, David, for the pets.
Go.
Number one is pumpkin, two hot dog, three bumblebee, four ghost, and five superhero.
You know, I've told y'all before, Toby was my Dotson. He was actually my ex-wife's pet, but he was all of our pets. We dressed him up as a hot dog one time. Now, a wiener dog being a hot dog, that's pretty cool. We got a lot of good comments.
Isn't Bumblebee a superhero? Transformers?
No. Hey, look, man, superheroes are like Batman and Robin and Spider-Man.
Well, they had
Superman.
Spider-Man and then superhero.
Did you ever see Aquaman?
Did I see the movie Aquaman?
No, I ain't talking about no freaking movie. I'm talking about the show.
No. I never saw either.
Did you ever see Ultraman?
No.
Oh, God.
Ultraman? You're just making ones up.
No,
now.
I am not. Google it. Tell me if there was not a show called Ultraman back in the 70s.
Well, that's probably why we don't know what it
is. Well, I mean, they'll bring it back. The Japanese will recreate it for you. I mean, come on.
What is Ultraman's special ability?
It's actually still running as a series. 1966 to present.
Thank you.
What channel does it come on?
It comes on anything you want to watch.
It has generated $7.4 billion in merchandising revenue from 1966 to 1987.
Ultraman.
Once again, what channel does it come on, and can I see a picture?
Ultraman.
I feel like my timeline just split.
It's still on the air. There is one called Ultraman Omega. Let's see where it's on. It's in Japan. It's in some Japan.
But how much?
I know you're into anime over here.
No, hold on. I'm just saying. Yeah, I tell you what I'm into. How much money did you say it's generated?
$7.4 billion.
I would not be on this radio if I created Ultraman.
You can watch it on Pluto, and there's a...
There you go.
You can watch it on Amazon Prime. You can buy
there
it.
There you go.
Amazon Prime. I have to check out Ultraman.
Here's a very low-res picture of Ultraman fighting what looks like Godzilla.
He'd beat Godzilla.
Is that the newest episode?
There's also Ultraman.
So how many Ultraman episodes have you seen?
Well, the ones that I've seen, seriously, were the original ones back in the early 70s, man. When I was 7 or 8 years old, he was a good dude.
Was
man.
It in English or Japanese?
No, it was in English. I mean, I didn't watch anything I couldn't understand. It's kind of like soccer. I'm not going to watch anything I can't understand.
What do you mean? There's English commentators.
I don't care. I still don't understand it.
There was an Ultraman series that ran from 2019 to 2023. You can watch it on Netflix.
Wow. I don't have Netflix.
It's also...
Soccer is for wimps.
That's what I told you.
Oh, no. We got a new board, and unfortunately...
Shut up, Giddens.
David's figured out how to use it. But
we're having some fun with this thing, baby.
How many different buttons you got there?
Oh, I got a bunch. You know, we can always go to the original one. You know, that gets you every time. You know, it's just, we got a lot of gadgets over here.
Uh-oh.
We got a lot of gadgets. So, Giddens, you're in no man's land now.
Better bring you some food.
Yeah, you know, we can always put you in the original thing.
See, that's the sound of my people, so... It's comfort.
Your people.
Yeah. Are you toilet people?
He's flushing his people, yeah. Man. Yeah. All right. I guess next week we'll have some more of this fun stuff, if you want to call it that. But you know, we can always refer to people who, you know, get us there.
Didn't you always eat more than everybody?